Greetings, audio viewers. Say hi, Anna.
What's going on, everybody?
It is Saturday in Las Vegas.
Our last full day
in Vegas, because our shuttle picks us up at 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. But we've just come in from shopping at a place called Silver City Shops. And there's a Walgreens, a Denny's, a souvenir place, a Ross for Less, other stuff. But because we had to wind up buying an extra suitcase to get all our stuff home. Because we don't want to pay $75 to the airline. So anyway, we wanted to record a booth through the hotel. We just made our way through the food court. And that doesn't take very long. But we came in the front doors and we made our way through the food court. Ready, Hannah?
We've been here 8 days.
Yep, 8 days so far.
We just now found out there's Breyers ice cream in here.
Yeah, there's a Breyers ice cream at the end of the pizza place in the food court. But there's no sign for it front-facing in the food court. So I had no idea it was there. I just happened to see the little, cooler thing where they keep the ice cream whenever we came back in. And I was like, oh my goodness, there's a Breyers in here.
We've been talking about ice cream and everything all week.
Yeah, we've been eating at Haagen-Dazs, whatever. So we are going to make our way through the casino. I'm going to double-check, make sure my purse is zipped. Yes, it is. Go down a few little steps up here. We're going to go through here so you guys can hear what it sounds like. Making our way down the steps. Suitcase.
No.
All right.
I know you're on another task, but it's just right. You know,
excuse us. And of course, the sighted folks always have to step in front of you. So now we're in the casino. Made a left. Now there's a eatery here to our left. I don't know what it is. They have some kind of show there in the evening times. Don't know what it's called.
I know it if I think of it long enough. I've heard it 1,000 times. It's where that Motown show is at.
On our right, we're passing a place called the ABC store. There's a bunch of those around here.
A bunch of those all around Las Vegas, too. We got two in this hotel. At least two.
We're going to veer to our right a little bit.
I saw an ABC store when we were over at Planet Hollywood.
Yeah. Now we're passing the escalator on our left that goes down to the parking garage. We had a taxi drop us off there the other night. And I wasn't quite sure where we were till I came up. And then I was like, oh, the casino. I know where I am. So there's another elevator bank on my right that goes up to one of the other towers. Ooh, we're in a quiet spot. Let's go around this way. We're passing the place we call Ritzy Town. It's got a little half wall around it, and that's where all the expensive machines are. And I mean like $25 slot machines. I think the cheapest one in there is $5. I think.
Can you imagine sticking a $20 bill in a machine and pulling it once?
Oh, $25. $25 for one pull. I'm like, wow, I wonder what the max bet on this sucker is.
Probably $100, I bet.
Mm-mm-mm. Couldn't imagine.
Couldn't imagine, wouldn't imagine, definitely wouldn't do.
There's another elevator bank. We're moving through kind of slow. Make sure we don't bump into anybody, or nobody bumps into us, more like. It does take a few minutes to walk through here. Because you can't just walk through here like a speed demon.
Most other people do.
Yeah, you gotta take it kind of slow. Be careful. Some folks don't take kindly to you bumping into their chair while they're playing. There are even some people who think of that as bad luck, so you don't want to do that. I'm going to try not to anyway. And then if you do, you just have to be polite and say excuse me and move on, because... Yeah, now we're walking through an area where there's a bar on our right.
Of course, people pull their chairs out a half a mile from the machine they're using. That don't help.
Yeah. Now we're going to turn to our right, and we're making our way out of the casino.
It's always a good thing.
Okay. Now we're going through another elevator bank. Wave through the people. There we go. Excuse us. And going to make a left turn and a quick right, and then another quick left. And we'll be heading down the hallway where we have windows on our right, which face out to the swimming pool. And between us and the windows, encased in glass now, because they used to be the escalators that led up to the buffet, but the buffet's been closed for some time now. There used to be a World's Buffet up there, but it's closed, so they have the escalators all closed in with glass. Which I think the side of them already had glass before, if I remember right, but they've closed in the ends of them too. So I guess those escalators are just there for pretty now.
There's a whole big section of this hotel that's no longer being used.
Mm-hmm. So it'd be nice to see them open up another buffet upstairs. Or something. If we continued forward, we would be in the main registration area of the hotel, but we're going to turn right and head toward our tower. There's another ABC store on our left. There's a kids type of store, children's store on our left, and there's a magic store. Straight ahead of us, before we make the turn to our elevators, there's a steak and seafood restaurant, like a steakhouse type of thing. We haven't tried that. I imagine it's probably pretty expensive. Oh, and we also passed a couple of deli pastry type places with coffee. And we passed another place called Banana Leaf Cafe, which is American and Asian. I think it's a combination of American and Asian. So we made another left. And coming up here on our right is going to be our elevator bank. Okay, and we're going to move our way into the elevator bank. Let's see if they can find us a button or an elevator going up, either way. A lot of times you don't even have to press the button. Oh, right here behind us. And we are on number 51, which is actually the 9th floor in this tower. They number them kind of funny because there's like 4 different towers, I think. This thing moves really fast. All right. Here we go. Number 51. Depending on which elevator you take, because there's some across from each other, you're going to make either a left or a right. But if you turn the wrong way, you're going to run into a wall, so you'll figure that out pretty quick. And we've made a left out of the elevator bank. We got our soda machine, ice machine on our right.
Noisy thing, too.
Noisy. We're going to hang a left. And I better hurry because I'm running out of boo. That means it takes about 10 minutes to walk up here from the food court.
That's what I was thinking.
Let's see. And here we are. At our room, which is at the end of this hallway. Say, so, yay, welcome back to our home away from home. I'm just going to let this boo roll. No, it's done. No, I think it's... No, it's not done. It just flashed at me to tell me it's almost done.